Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this Mass. We begin the celebration always calling on the name of God. It is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. And at times it helps just to close our eyes and turn our thoughts to God. Before we listen to the Word of God, before we approach the table, to receive the body and blood of Jesus in Eucharist, we ask our God to forgive us as a family. For so often we hurt our God when we hurt one another, when we fail to keep the commandment of love, and we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true. Grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed that man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade, whatever he does prospers. Blessed not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed
a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as risen from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiful people of all. But now Christ has been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
According to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, where their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
This morning, we're going to hear from the bishop for his annual appeal. You know, I know you remember the different videos that we've had in the past, but this is I like this video. It's a very short video. It's only 4 minutes. And the bishop speaks to us from the heart. Okay? He needs our help. That's the bottom line. He needs our help to pay the bills. Just like we have bills at home, you have bills at home, you have to pay them. He has to pay those bills in those four areas that he needs your help. So please listen to our bishop. In your pews, you have these two items. If for some reason or other you did not receive them at mail and through the mail, please take a hold of this with a pencil and let us help the bishop in the areas that he needs our help. I myself will be filling one out and helping the bishop. After the video, I will share with you some more thoughts about that.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good day. The format of this year's Bishop's Appeal campaign is going to be a little different because your pastors have asked me, the pastor of the whole diocese, to speak to you just from my heart. And so I do so with all sincerity, and perhaps you'll notice without a prepared text. There's one point in the year in which you and I can come together and should come together because we're one body, and that is this annual appeal. Jesus prayed something the last night he was on earth, and that is, Father, may they all be one. And I know that that unity that he prayed for is something that must burn in each one of our hearts every day. We all experience disunity somewhere, whether it's in the office, in the family, in the parish, in the diocese. It's there. It's in our world. And do you know what the greatest effect of disunity is? It is the lack of peace. Unity produces peace, and that's what we all want. And so I come to you together today to ask you to join me in that goal of Jesus, to pray for unity. But he also sent his disciples out on a mission. As he called the disciples, and we see him approaching the boat in the gospel today, he also said to them, you will now be fishers of men. That's a responsibility that we all take on. We are fishers of other people, people who are not among us. I always laugh a bit, and Father Cantalamessa at our priest retreat also said it. I was amazed. I thought he had taken my quote. But obviously it's something that's out there where Jesus said, leave the 99 and go after the one. The issue today is, sisters and brothers, leave the one that's in the church and go after the 99. You know it. I know it. We all experience it. The lost are out there. They're not sitting in our churches. The ministry of the diocese, as we relook at who we are and what we're called to do, what Jesus wants us to do, what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do, is to go out and to reach out to those, whether they're young people, whether they're alienated Catholics, whoever they are. We need to know that they're our brothers and sisters, and we have a mission to them because of the prayer of Jesus, may they all be one. And so I ask you to join me, to join with me, as one body, as the one body of Christ, to reach those who are most in need. I don't want us to be a church that is paralyzed with paralysis, that is stuck on our own needs, our internal looking. Yes, we need to take care of our own parish finances, our own parish programs, which we try to assist you with from the diocese as well. But all of us need to look beyond, to look outside. What is out there that we can do to bring others to Jesus Christ? I can name a few for you. We all know the issue of men and women who are in our penal system, in our prisons. I was visiting at a prison before Christmas, and one of the inmates or offenders wrote me afterwards and said, Bishop, we're part of the diocese. Don't forget us. We need to know the Bible better. We need to have classes. We need spiritual direction. They can't come out. We need to go in. That takes time and that takes effort. That takes people from the diocese in our name going to them. We need to look at the drug issue in our community. We know that it is a plague that is hitting all of us. We need to look at broken families. We need to look at youth who are not in school who need us. We need to continue working with Catholic Charities. It's just part of our campaign here to help the poor, to help those who are homeless. And you know that there are so many issues that are present today, and they grow each year exponentially in different ways. So I just ask you, with your pastors today, I plead with you to be extra generous this year so that we can reach our goal. And by the way, anything over the goal, guess where it goes? Back to you, to your parish, to your ministries in the parish. One time a year, I ask for your help. So I come to you today and ask you to be as generous as you possibly can be. I'm going to do my part. I ask you to do yours. God bless you.
For those of you who have not filled it out in your homes, we will take a few moments to do this, and then you can put it in the collection basket as it is passed out during the offertory. One of the needs that the bishop needs, for example, is to take care of the seminarians. And this year, we have about 13 new seminarians. But it takes about $250,000 to help out a young man from the very beginning to the very end. That's a lot of money. And that comes from you. So the bishop needs your help. We were very fortunate to have a retirement home for priests, John Vianney. In the past, we did not, and now we have. In the past, priests will live alone in their own apartments, and sometimes they would die alone. I remember specifically one priest who had been dead for about 4 days before someone found him. So now we have a retirement home, thanks to our diocese. But the bishop still needs your help to keep running this John Vianney Home for Free retirement home. The bishop also mentioned the prison. Well, I myself go once a month, and I will be going twice a month to the county jail to offer the sacraments of confession and the Mass, even though these people, for some reason or other, have done something wrong. We cannot forget them. We have to bring Christ to them, very especially when they cry out that they need the sacraments. For example, Ash Wednesday, I will be going Ash Wednesday to visit the county jail to give ashes to those who want to receive it. There are different areas that the bishop needs your help. So please be generous in your giving.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus promised God's blessings upon those who are poor, hungry, weeping, excluded, or insulted. Therefore, we call upon our Heavenly Father with our prayers for all those in need.
For the Church, that we may be a beacon to the world of charity and mercy through the good that we all do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who enforce the law, that they may do so with fairness and compassion, especially toward those who are often treated poorly, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are victimized by bullies in school, at work, or elsewhere, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That God will grant our parish community a generous spirit of stewardship to strengthen our families, our parish, and our diocese, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Sam Morales, Olivia A. Rivera, and Benita Lerma, we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. God of comfort and hope, you look with mercy upon those whom the world has beaten down. Help us to spread your mercy and compassion among those we encounter in our lives daily. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. May this oblation, O Lord, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to the humanity's of fallen state. And by his suffering, canceled our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and interwoven to his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be put up for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.